yet. No, 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 no. You ain't seen it up close yet, baby. Now, what you're looking at here is Big Sur 2015. So this is 2 years ago. And this is my birthday. I would always go out of town. This birthday, I ain't going out of town. I'm not going anywhere. I don't have time to go anywhere. But this thing, that fat man there, actually, I was in better shape there than I am now. Although I'm in way better shape than I ever have been. That guy there was turning 63. And this guy here is going to be turning 65. But anyway, so that clown there, and I'm getting ready to do the podcast. I'm getting ready to do the video cast. And, you know, we went through all kinds of hell to get these video casts. I'm not complaining, understand? I'm not asking for anybody's sympathy, but I'm thinking back on, we couldn't get Wi-Fi out of that goddamn place. It's Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur, California. So we got a fire going. You ain't seen half out there on the deck. There was I think we actually did one of the podcasts from the deck.
From out on the deck, you know. And like this, there, and that, and all of that bullshit, you see. So that is kind of what that is.
Today, I'm back. I had to take a couple of nights off, doctor's orders, to basically rest up after cracking my fucking head. I'm going to tell the story. Did I really need to take last night? No, but as it turned out, I got a black eye, and it was hard to look, to see out of the eye. It was puffed over, and what can I tell you, man? You know, this is your guy here. This is Phil. You know, I will, never a dull moment, I guess. So, I'll tell you one thing about the old video. Okay, this is me messing around, trying to get the microphone. I'm on the podcast. I'm live on a video cast there, trying to get the fucking microphone to work. Anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us. With any luck, we're going to see Lauren pop into the picture here. This was back when I was going out with her. And is my life fucked up or what? It's not fucked up. It's just don't show these to Maria. So that's what I like to do is I like to go, but there she is. What the hell was she wearing? She's wearing like a Ku Klux Klan shirt or something. You see that? Just something like, looked like the Iron Cross. I don't know. I have no idea. All right. So, you know, we are going to press forward and give you the whole story today on the podcast about what the fuck happened in my head, what happened in my face and everything like that, just to get us back into the week. Okay. Also happening today is a record at F is for Family. We'll be going into a Santa Monica Fete. And then on Friday, we have a table read for F is for Family. Tomorrow, Thursday, is wide open, but I think I'm going to have a conversation on Thursday with AT&T and some other things. As you know, we're going to be moving the studio to Westlake Village. Now, whether or not, or we're going to be setting up our studio, I should say, in Westlake Village, keeping the one here, when that's going to take place, I don't know. We may have to put it back, put it off. I say put it off. We may have to delay it. So this is kind of what I like to do here on some days is just go back 1 year on this date, the 30th of August. This is what we were airing. And I didn't even know what date it was. I was yammering away about, I was yammering away about something. I forget what it was. So I was trying to get the date. I said it was the 31st, and it wasn't the 31st. Today's the 30th. But anyway, that is 2 years ago at Big Sur, California. And then we went back to Big Sur in the spring of 2016 in May. That's over a year ago. God damn, does time fly. Holy Christ. It's insane, man.
Bloody insane, you know, the way the time flies, so on and so forth. And like that, you know, same.
And also, I know that it excites a lot of you guys. Every time I show myself with a little bit of chest hair, you know, I get you know, emails from a lot of you guys going, God, comments about how I should wax more, shit like that. Never the women. They don't, you know, they don't care about me. But the guys, they love it. So, Angels 5, Oakland 2. They're yanking their, I don't know if that's their starter or not, but he's on his way out. Meanwhile, we got Boston and Toronto. Toronto, oh, Boston 3, Toronto nothing. Okay, so that game's over. So in a nutshell, what will happen tonight is a fill-only, but it will be a fill-only, not political or any shit like that. It'll be a fill-only lifestyle and basically what happened to my fucking head. It's about time for one, and I think that's the better use of the fill-only, if you want my honest opinion. Wild weekend. Wild weekend. And, well, we were watching, you know, the McGregor and Mayweather fight. Ed, you know.
Yeah, great fight.
Great fight. It was a wonderful fight. And then we turned the TV on. You know. And then we turned the TV on, you know. I don't want to speak for Don. But friendship is important. And I like to consider myself a good friend of Don's. I don't want to speak for Don, but... But I do consider myself to be a close friend, and that's a good thing, because queers need friends. Now, that's an actual line from a roast of Don Rickles at the Friars Club, which I used to have on tape, and Jackie Leonard, who some of you may know, most of you probably shouldn't know, old school comic, a favorite of... Troy Scribner, 2 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 1 base on balls, 2 strikeouts. Poor kid. He just had a bad fucking outing. Angels and whoever they're playing. Jackie Leonard is in the background when Johnny Carson delivers the line, "Queers need friends." Jackie Leonard, oh, that is the greatest thing. He's just raving about the timing on that. Seriously, he's just raving about the timing and the delivery and everything on that. I'm not saying anything other than, you know, it was funny in context. Of course, a line like that, you're not gonna say anymore. You wouldn't get away with a line like that. Angels 5, Oakland 2. So, top of the third, Angels 5. Top of the third, Angels 5, Oakland 2, bags full. So, in other words, they had to get this kid out of there because they were looking at... you know, losing their lead. Bags full, 2 out. Alvarez in. What's his job? Get this guy out. Sellers to it. There's no other job that he has. There's no other job he's got, man. He's got to get this guy and get him out. 6-9-2, hike. Get him out. And I'd like to just say, you know, because queers need friends. All right. Let me hit previous here. Cubs and Pirates. All right, well, this game's going to be over. Texas 12-something. The Rangers beat the shit out of somebody. So that's what we're going to do, and then we'll work into it. Anything else? Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Let me take a look and see what's going on with the Audacity. Testing 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Well, I, you know, that's always been my feeling, you know, and Ed.
So, it's World Famous Phil Hendry Show, and, you know, we blah, 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 blah. World Famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, and here it is with the gate in, and here it is with the gate out, and here it is with the, you know, 1, 2, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No difference. No difference. All right, man.
Because queers need friends.
Let me see here.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Johnny, this is Johnny Carson. And this is the surf. This is surf music, Ed. You know,
surf music, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do impressions. That's the only one. I do Charles Carrault, too. Anybody remember Charles Carrault from CBS? Hello, I'm Charles Carrault. Yeah, do that. And, you know, Reagan was, everybody did Ronald Reagan. Who didn't do Ronald Reagan, you know? Well, it's your funeral, you know. I can tell you that. It's your funeral. Well, hello. Playing with the game of hearts. What the fuck is that, man? Test, 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 test. Test, 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 test. Test, test. Test. If I do this, you'll be able to... No? Oh, yeah, there you go.
Sort of. You can sort of see it. I don't know. It's kind of interesting that way, isn't it? You know?
What do you want, man? What do you guys think of this Mark Wahlberg? I think the guy's a great actor. I really honestly do. I love watching this guy on screen doing what he does, which is he plays a hard ass, you know. But I don't necessarily want to see him on my goddamn television every 5 minutes in a TV commercial. If it's all the same to you. All right, sports fans, let's see. So that's what I want to do. And you know, goddamn it. If I ain't doing it right, I ain't doing it right. But that's what I'm going to do. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. All right, man.
Here at Podcast One, we love hearing from you. We read every tweet.
Every tweet? Don't you read my mail? What do you mean tweet? Norm Pattis and I go back 30 plus years. Norm owns Podcast One. 30 years. Norm knew me when I was a fucking brainless idiot. Not that I'm not still a brainless idiot, but I'm a brainless idiot today with a direction, you know? I'm a brainless idiot with a mission. Back then, I was just a brainless idiot. I had no personality. He's right. He said, you had no personality. None. I was just, I'd like to think I was a work in progress, but Norm knew me back then. And now here I am with a show on his platform. And I gotta say, you know, I'm grateful to the guy for a lot. You know, for a lot. He's been through a lot of the wars too. He's been through the radio wars, man. He's seen this shit. Or whatever, man. Aha, here we go. All right, man. I'm good to go. I'm groovy. Let's do it to it.